And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Today in the news, gold prices scaled a more than 7-week peak on Monday on a softer dollar and lower U.S. Treasury yields, reports CNBC. The fact that we've managed to break through 1765 an ounce is likely to attract some renewed speculative buying from trend and momentum players, Saxo Bank analyst Ole Hansen said. Gold's gains accompanied a jump in the world's shares as markets were generally upbeat about the prospects for a global economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, the U.S. money supply, more lies from on high, according to Gold Switzerland. As the expression goes, a man does not sin by commission only, but often by omission. The U.S. Fed, like the vast majority of central bankers, has a long history of messaging fantasy over reality in the name of self-preservation and/or maintaining, quote, market order. For example, low inflation is fictionally published under the U.S. CPI scale. It's a classic example of omitting certain facts in order to derive at a comforting fiction. Lies of omission? The Fed recently decided to suspend the weekly reporting of the M1 and M2 data. Why? Well, when policymakers don't like the facts, they just bury them. Well, the Fed has an inflation problem, but it's not the failure to meet its arbitrary 2% target. The problem is that there's a significant separation between reported inflation and true market inflation, reports Zero Hedge. For example, price estimates for owner-occupied housing, which accounts for roughly 1/4 of the CPI, does not reflect market prices, nor are they based on data for owner-occupied homes. In the last 12 months, the FHFA Housing Price Index is up 12%, and owner's rent is up just 2%. This statistical separation between reported and market inflation has become a real policy problem. Well, Bitcoin experienced a massive sell-off, shedding almost 15% over last weekend, the biggest drop since February, reports Yahoo Money. The drop appears to coincide with reports that the U.S. Treasury is planning to tackle financial institutions for money laundering carried out through the digital assets. On Sunday, Bitcoin, the flagship crypto, shed nearly $8,000 and was trading 12% lower. Bitcoin prices have been up and down over the last few months as governments, regulators hone in on the sector amid rising demand. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy it now before it goes up any further.